Questions from readers. As noted at Galatians 4:24, what two covenants did the Apostle Paul refer to? After referring to Abraham's relationship with Sarah and with Hagar, the Apostle Paul stated, "These things may be taken as a symbolic drama, for these women mean two covenants." Galatians 4:22-24. Previously, it was understood that the two covenants were the Law Covenant and the New Covenant. However, upon further examination, we believe that an adjustment is called for. It seems that Paul was referring not to the New Covenant, but to the Abrahamic Covenant. Consider a few details. The footnote reads, "This corrects what was published in the Watchtower, March 15, 2006, pages 10 to 12. End of footnote. Paul connected the servant woman Hagar with Mount Sinai. Hagar meant the Law Covenant that was given at Mount Sinai in 1513 BCE. No imperfect human could keep that law perfectly, so it reminded the Jews that they were slaves to sin. This covenant could help the nation of Israel identify the Messiah, the only human who would be able to keep the law perfectly. When the Messiah sacrificed his perfect life, he made it possible for imperfect humans to be freed from sin and death. Once Jesus fulfilled God's purpose, the law was no longer needed." Paul contrasted Hagar with Sarah, the free woman who gave birth through a promise. Galatians 4:23. That promise was the Abrahamic covenant. It is summarized at Genesis 22:18. "By means of your, that is Abraham's, offspring, all nations of the earth will obtain a blessing for themselves because you have listened to my voice." That covenant made with Abraham added to the promise Jehovah made in Eden. It revealed that the foretold offspring would be a descendant of Abraham. Paul explained that this offspring refers primarily to Jesus Christ. But those who belong to Christ, the 144,000 heirs who will rule with Jesus in his kingdom, are included in this figurative offspring. Galatians 3:16 and 29. The fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham will bring many blessings to those who accept and obey Jesus. Why did Paul use this symbolic drama? He showed that if the Jewish people of his day insisted on keeping the law, they, like Hagar, would remain in slavery. However, if they accepted the primary offspring of Abraham, Jesus Christ, they, like Sarah, would be free. They would gain true freedom from sin and death. If they did not accept Jesus, they would miss the main purpose of the Law Covenant, namely, to lead them to the Christ. Many of the Galatians to whom Paul was writing were non-Jewish and were never under the law. Some Judaizers were insisting that Gentile Christians obey the law, including its requirement of circumcision. Paul reasoned that it would be foolish for these to embrace the slavery of the law, for they had already experienced the freedom belonging to the Christ. End of article.